This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Melissa Caron is a major whistleblower that just came out of one of the largest voting machine companies in the world, Dominion. We've been following in my 27 years on air. It's not 27 years, this next week. Election fraud in great detail. I interviewed both the Collier brothers that were the original guys exposing it. I interviewed their daughter. I've interviewed Bev Harris probably 200 times. We've gone out and done demonstrations on TV with machines where high schoolers can hack them in about 10 to 15 seconds. Dominion is out of the top five worst. It's about number two. There may be one company worse. And, of course, that's the company that's the Carlyle Group owned and the Soros owned one, Stable Street. As a subsidiary, and that was in all the key battleground states that flipped for Biden. So there's only two companies that are the worst in my research. That's Dominion, and that's Stable Street. But we're going to play this Lou Dobbs report coming up next segment, and it's earth-shattering on so many levels. It will be whistleblowers that bring this down. And we have the head of the Federal Elections Commission coming out and saying no, election fraud's real, and massive evidence has already been found. And then he went over that. That's an article on InfoWars.com. And Tucker Carlson said they're gaslighting you. They go, oh, there's no fraud. It's all made up. And he even talked about Cavuto just making that up. Oh, we're cutting away from the White House press conference because they don't have any proof. Of course, you don't know they have proof because they cut away before she showed all the damn proof. We can defeat them. If they ever get this fraud in, like the Democrats do over blue cities and blue states, this is blue fraud over the whole country. It never goes back. That's what I've been telling you. Again, this is a key statement, not about how people are ignorant, but about how they don't think third dimensionally or fourth dimensionally. I saw a lot of comments, and if you understand this Rosetta Stone, or the skeleton key, you understand everything. It's like an activator. They were saying, Alex, why are they having people that have moved out of California vote for Biden when Biden was already going to win the state? Well, once you're already flipping everybody's votes and already stealing, you keep stealing to stay in power. That's why nobody can win as a Republican California, unless you have like an 80%, you know, victory because of the fraud. That's why there was 87% turnout. We never had anything near that in the U.S., usually 55-60%. Because people went out to vote against Biden, and they just got cheated by the computers. So that's coming up. But again, people are like, well, why would they cheat in California? They've already got it. Because they already cheated. It's like saying, well, you know, if you've remarried and your new wife's pregnant, and you're like, well, why do you have a 18-year-old son? Well, I got another woman pregnant before. It's just there's no third-dimensional thought here. Why are they stealing states they already got? Because they already got them. I mean, let me use another example. Let's say I'm slaughtering cows. And I'm about to slaughter a new one for, you know, to put it in my deep freeze. And people ask, well, why do you keep the other deep freeze going that's got, you know, some of the last cow left in it? It just doesn't even registered. See, once we start thinking third dimensionally, we can defeat the globalists because they're operating third dimensional. We can operate fourth, fifth dimension many plays out. And that's what we do here at InfoWars. I don't know if Trump plays 3D chess or 5D chess, but I know I do. Because there are logarithms in human activity and there are algorithms, and history doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. It's synergistic. And what happens throughout history? Governments get power, whether it be in ancient China or ancient Middle East or ancient Mesoamerica or ancient Europe, and routinely they have periods where there'll be whole kingdoms, whole civilizations of thriving people, and just suddenly there's no one left. And this archaeologists go there. There's archaeological digs in Germany, archaeological digs in Mexico, everywhere. Archaeological digs in Africa, and they'll build a civilization. And then within 100 years, everybody's dead. And they find them all sacrificed. And the final phase, eaten by the priest class. Yes, there's a demonic force, ladies and gentlemen, that's trying to depopulate us. And they're announcing it publicly. I want to break it down on the other side. This is the most important broadcast in the world. You know what the enemy's next moves are? We know how to defeat them. Spread the word. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fighting against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I am literally overlooking the White House where I am coming to you from. We're going to have a massive demonstration at 12 noon at the park right by the White House on Saturday. They will march to the Supreme Court caravan. At some points, more than 400 cars, some join, some leave, is on its way right now and is in North Carolina, then in Virginia with Owen Schroyer and our great crew leading that. Okay, again, I am your host, Alex Jones, and I thought about doing this broadcast for 26-plus years. You know, you always think about what could be your last broadcast. I'm not saying this is my last broadcast, but I need to just let you know, I need to explain something to you, that I don't exaggerate any of this, okay? Most of the time, it's worse than I'm telling you. And this could be our last broadcast. Next week could be. But the zone we're in right now, the internet kill switch they've got, they can hit telecommunications as well. And we're in the prime zone for them to assassinate Trump, set a nuke off, anything. And so I just ask listeners to understand that we need to get on our knees and pray to God for discernment and pray to God to protect the whistleblowers and pray to God for his spirit to be poured out upon us to move upon this nation and to move upon the world. And we pray to God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to heal our land, and that we pledge to fight evil, and we pledge to fight corruption and fight for the unborn, and we pledge to take the planet back if God will simply heal our land. And we know that Trump was a test to see if we would fight for ourselves and to give us a chance to have a reprieve, like when Jonah went to Nineveh for the 100-year reprieve. And we pray that that can still happen. We know he won the election. The evidence is mounting. We thank you for all these bold whistleblowers who you've touched their hearts to go public. That's the Achilles heel of the enemy. But we just pray that listeners and viewers realize how important they are right now and how critical this is. Now, next segment, I'm going to play a major Dominion software whistleblower who has incredible courage about the systemic election fraud in all the key states. It was Dominion and it was Staple Street. In the key states, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, it's all the same group. They've been decertified in most other states. Texas, North Carolina, places like that, where Trump won, Florida. And so there is mountains of election fraud, mountains of whistleblowers, mountains of evidence. And you see the Washington Post go, oh, the postal worker, he admits it's all made up. And then it's all made up. Washington Post doesn't have that. The guy didn't say that. They are in desperate criminal mode. In fact, Rob, I forgot the Washington Post article I had. You have my keys. I think they're right over there. Yeah. My keys are right over there. You got my key?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's laying right there on the desk when you walk in. I want you to go to the Washington Post. So we're going to be laying all of this out for everybody. But I just want to say something up front here. We've never lived in more historical times. This is one of the most historical points in history, except when Jesus Christ was walking on the earth. That was more important. 1776 was not as important as this. It was all part of the same chain. I'm here to tell you, heads above the rest, I'm getting chills, we have never lived in any time like this that will govern the future energy of where things go. So I'm going to break down the election. I'm going to break down what's unfolding in the next hour and open the phones up. But I'm also going to do what I meant to do on Monday. I'm going to read you globalist Klaus Schwab saying the shutdown will never end and it's meant to depopulate the planet. And then a new second lockdown's here and it's never going to end. And an archbishop writes an open letter to Trump warning of COVID health dictatorship, because that's all being announced and it's never going to end. Once they get the chains on you, it never ends. Now, you know, we've already laid all this out. We've already explained it all. But they're now admitting it's to depopulate and to collapse things. And they're running their hoax. Oh, Texas has a million infections. That's a million people that have tested positive, most of it false positive, almost no deaths with the COVID-19. And so it's simply incredible. I'm going to get to all of that coming up later. But the first thing I'm going to do right now, and I'm good, Rob. I know what I want out of there. Thank you. Are you just distracting with a newspaper over there? I'm just looking at it like a dog looking at a piece of meat. But I'm going to get to that in a minute. It's all right. Doing a different in the hotel room as people are wandering around the hotel room under the show. It's fine. He's doing a great job. Look, I'm just going to tell you where I'm at. I have been under such stress, knowing we have a chance to stop this and save billions of people, and the stress has been on me, that Howard Stern made jokes about it, and it's a funny viral video about how I had three molars collapse the last 2 months. I mean, all my teeth are literally crushing and falling out of my face. I have to wear a splint at night, or I bite down on it, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself. My spirit is absolutely lashing out at this and fighting, and God really last night sent the Holy Spirit to me to comfort me and to say, listen, this is the way it's going to be, and it's your job is just get people ready. And you've done your job. Now you just need to get them ready. So I'm just going to tell you, it's all over, folks. The best thing you can do is get to the countryside somewhere and try to dig in, because it's all just going to get worse. And as soon as they get everybody to accept these lockdowns and forced inoculations that lower the immunity, they're going to release mass bioweapons and kill billions of people. And I don't just say that. You will watch billions die with blood pouring out of their eyes, their ears, their mouths. Okay? I mean, you're going to watch absolute mass extermination. We didn't stand up for the children. We didn't stand up for God. And we rejected Christ, and Satan now is coming into the earth. And I'm not trying to be negative. Everybody wants to hear all this positive lies. All you can do is get right with Christ. I can just tell you right now. We can hold them back. Trump may still prevail. But we've seen the model of the devil's attack. It's exactly what Revelation says, but now we're in it. We are now entering Satan's first big lash with his plan. And he'll keep going and going and going until he makes war on the saints and overcomes them. Then there'll be a giant revival. People will wake up. They'll fall away from the enemy. We're seeing a submodel of that now. That's how the Bible, that's how history works, is there's waves and it repeats itself, but it gets more intense like birth pains, again, as the Bible says. And so we're seeing a huge awakening, but we're also seeing a huge rise of evil, and it's just going to get more and more intense. The stuff you see today will be nothing compared to what you see in 10, 20 years. And I don't know all the timelines, but the globalists always tell us what they're going to do in their internal documents that are public, but they don't promote them. But it's a metaphysical rule. They got to tell you what they're doing, kind of leave the plans, lay it on the roadside so you have a chance to read the fine print if you can find it. Kind of a public notice. That's why you have public notice that they're going to take a piece of property, or public notice they're about to tear something down, or public notice they're about to take a park away from you. I just have to give you notice because you have metaphysical spiritual rights. Unalienable rights to challenge that. This is common law. This is galactic law. This is God's law. And even the devil has to follow it. It has to trick you to sign it over. But they're going to get most of the world to sign on to this, to get free goodies and to be able to go to the movies or go to the ball games, or you know, have your tracker chip, be able to go see a movie or go see a music concert. They're going to make fun of everybody that doesn't have it, and we'll be put in ghettos and all the rest of it. For those that haven't already gotten positioned in communities outside of this, and they're going to come for us in our communities, just like the Bible says, and they're going to have just swarms of metal insects, like the Bible describes in Revelation, just swarms of what look like scorpions flying around attacking people. I mean, that's drones, folks. That's robots, and pillars of fire the size of mountains. And this is what John the Revelator was shown to understand it. Well, we're now beginning to see it. And these men have sold out to Satan, they have power over the earth, and his main order is kill the planet, kill all carbon-based life forms, override it with my silicon system. So we're seeing Satan's body, it's glass, it's the light bearer. And it's what it is, and it's psychotic, it's sociopathic, it's completely twisted. And I'm gonna stop getting into the metaphysical and get into what's happening when we come back with the great news, with Dominion whistleblower coming out, one of the biggest voting machine companies in the nation, totally discredited, and all the info unfolding, and how they're trying to relegate it to Fox Business, but it's getting out everywhere, and the good chance we have of getting Trump in. But I'm just saying long term, whether it's 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, or 10 years from now, we now know that they have an anti-human plan that wants to exterminate the population, and now they're admitting it at Davos, saying COVID is just the cover for all this. That is such an incredible admission. And if we don't resist this, our name and our soul is on the billions that are going to die. And that's the plan. Billions from starvation, billions from famine. We'll think we're safe in our walled-off compact cities, so they're going to hit us with the weapons here as well, or electromagnetic weapons. That's their plan. And that's the truth. You're living in the beginning of Revelation. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. Please share those links.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Talking about, we were watching C-SPAN and Washington Journal this morning. Almost every caller here in D.C. was calling into C-SPAN, a lot of you may have seen it, saying, what about Dominion? What about the whistleblower? What about Lou Dobbs last night? Why isn't this on regular Fox News? Because there is no fraud. Even though the Georgia officials and others have come out and said, we've already found fraud. They've already found it in Arizona. They've already found it in Nevada. And that's why the Washington Post has a headline very angrily today. President Trump, efforts to thwart Biden's victory start taking shape. Lawyers lobby to delay certifying the vote because that's the law. That's Jeff Bezos' rag. Here is the whistleblower with Lou Dobbs. This is the information they don't want you to see. It's posted at Infowars.com, and we're going to post it at band.video in case they take it down off YouTube. Share it to the four winds. Remember, Twitter's trying to block this. Only you can override them word of mouth at Infowars.com. Here is the great patriot, Lou Dobbs.
Breaking news now. We have obtained a new whistleblower complaint from a woman in Wayne County, Michigan. It lays out in detail what appears to be outright illegality that took place inside the TCF Center in downtown Detroit. The sworn affidavit signed by IT worker Melissa Carone exposes how ballots were scanned and counted, in some cases multiple times, how Republicans were pushed aside, cut out of the oversight process to which they are entitled, and even details of how ballots were illegally altered by other election workers. Part of her affidavit reads, quote, I witnessed countless workers rescanning the batches without discarding them first, which resulted in ballots being counted 4 to 5 times. Joining us tonight with much more is the author of that sworn affidavit, Melissa Carone. She was contracted by Dominion Voting Services to offer technical support while votes were being counted in Detroit. David Coleman, who is Melissa's attorney, joins us here this evening. We welcome you both. And Melissa, I want to just say, first of all, my compliments to you for having the courage to step forward and to say exactly what you saw and to defend the integrity of our electoral process. And I want you to know I'm deeply grateful, and I'm sure all Americans are deeply grateful to you. Let me start with the most egregious part of what I read in your affidavit. Multiple counts of the same ballots. How did that happen?
So the workers are handed ballots in stacks of 50s. They are referred to as batches, and they run them through the tabulators. When the ballot has any kind of a mark on it, it'll stop. The tabulator will stop completely, and the computer will put up an error, and it'll say, you know, ballot number 25 has an error. And right. So the right. process would be to take ballot number 25, as well as all of the other ballots that had already went through the tabulator, off, put them back in a pile, put ballot number 25 on top of the stack, discard the whole batch, and rescan it.
And that's, and instead they went through that process several times. Describe the night shift chaos that you described. Food food vans apparently showing up, but not with food, but with ballots, apparently. Give us a sense of what happened there.
So there. So I worked a 24-hour shift. I started at 6 a.m. and I got off at 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. The next day. So I started at 6 a.m. November 3rd, got off at 6 a.m. November 4th. So I was there during their day shift and their night shift. The city provides the workers with food for their shift. Well, they only had enough food for one-third of their workers. So that is the reason why they were claiming that these vans were brought in. But these vans did not have food taken out of them.
And the vans that showed up, they were supposed to be filled with food. What did they have in them? Do you know?
I never saw anything being brought out of the vans. I know that whatever was being brought out of the vans was being brought out of the back of the vans, but I was not allowed over in that area at all. But the vans were definitely not big enough to be carrying enough food for two-thirds of those workers.
Well, it's all very suspicious. It is very clear that you have witnessed highly irregular activities in that counting session. And David, I want to turn to you. How well protected is Melissa as a contractor for Dominion voting, the voting systems, and your role here?
Well, I'm the lead attorney with Great Lakes Justice Center. We filed the complaint on behalf of two voters and residents of Wayne County. Melissa is one of our witnesses who provided an affidavit, as well as many other people. We have affidavits from another whistleblower, Jesse Jacob, who is an employee of the city of Detroit, right. Worked in the election department. She delineates all kinds of fraud and problems she saw. And then also an attorney, Zachary Larson, who's a former Michigan Assistant Attorney General, worked under both Republican and Democrat administrations, and he saw many acts that were incredibly concerning to him. We got an affidavit just this afternoon, Lou, from Ruth Johnson, who is our former Secretary of State, who just left that position 2 years ago, and she reviewed our complaint and all the affidavits, and she recommended to the court, we had a hearing today at 3 o'clock, and she recommended to the court that the court intervene and take action to order an audit. Michigan now has a new constitutional provision that allows voters to request a results-oriented audit to ensure the accuracy and integrity of elections. So we're asking the court, and we did it today, we had about a two-hour hearing.
All right, folks. The full interview is at Infowars.com. But notice the headline's never even strong enough. It's not one whistleblower about Dominion. It's a whole bunch of whistleblowers. And the bigger story is the food trucks delivering the ballots, which we caught them in other areas doing, or repair companies, or there's a water main broken. This is an organized crime takeover. The globalists never got in trouble for all their other crimes and all their other coup attempts. So this is the big one. Trump may not concede. He may not. Or he's a traitor. He must fight them. We must take this country back. This is a foreign takeover. Biden has announced he will abolish the border. He's coming for the guns. He's a Chinese agent. And this is absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is whistleblowers are the Achilles heel of these horrible demons. And we salute them, and more are coming out. The level of fraud is insane. It's all online at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We're going to come back and hit the big picture and what's coming next and the announcement of the new permanent lockdown. And Boris Johnson of the UK says he is now under Bill Gates' command. And now the UK will be running the G7 over the next year. Bill Gates will be the unofficial shadow head of the G7, taking governmental power over the EU. If that ain't Mark of the Beast, then nothing is. Stay with us. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's ultimate turmeric formula.
Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Cabachil, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Again, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very, very thankful to be here with you today. And I believe I'm connected. I believe I'm live. But okay, we're going to go rebroadcast for a while, and I will be back because I got to reset and go into this. I'm cool now. I got to reset. I can't do it. So this is too much going down here. So, as I was saying, I've got some really important news we're going to be covering here. I'm going to get reset. And I sent you guys a lot of videos. I sent you guys a lot of things. And so the first thing that I'm going to want to play is whatever you guys want to. I'll be back in a little while.
This is an important announcement.
The lame duck president of the United States is in the throes of profound paranoid delusions, perhaps even hallucinations, and he must be removed from office as soon as possible via the 25th Amendment or by any other legal means. Waiting 75 days is no longer possible.
70 days. You know, he'll be gone in 70 days anyway, once the Electoral College meets and we have the inauguration.
70 days, you can do a lot of damage in 70 days. He still is the President of the United States.
In 2 months, he's either getting inaugurated or incarcerated.
Here's the bottom line. Donald Trump is going to serve another term. We just don't know whether it will be in Washington or in prison yet.
It is clear that Donald Trump is trying to exercise the power because he can, and he is going to settle scores. But I'm very concerned what he might do in his remaining 70 days in office.
What damage do you think that Trump will do between losing the election and the swearing, the inauguration of Joe Biden?
Is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war.
What can be done to stop anything he wants to do in the next 70 days?
Well, if Vice President Pence and the cabinet had an ounce of fortitude and spine and patriotism, I think they would seriously consider invoking the 25th Amendment and, you know, pushing Donald Trump out, because he is just very unpredictable now. He's like a cornered cat, tiger, and he is going to lash out.
Then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss, and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
The United States government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House, which is just a nice sentence to hear.
The president came out into the White House briefing room and lied for 15 minutes. Just nonsensical stuff about illegal vote dumps and corrupt election officials and secret Democratic counting cabals, and I don't know, long form birth certificates probably. It's all the same.
At the end of that speech, he should have been arrested. If they could have found handcuffs small enough to take him away, they would have.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
So do you think the president is a national security threat?
I do.
And the fact that, again, that he has the powers of the presidency in his hands is quite worrisome.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
Tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment.
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live with one of the most important broadcasts I've ever done, if not the most important. And I'm sure next week will be more important, because everything is intensifying as we march up this mountain of escalation. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored to be here. Very thankful to all the listeners and viewers. Very thankful for all the affiliates. Very thankful to the great crew back in Austin, Texas. And I'm just, the only way I can talk to you is from the heart and where I'm at before I hit all this news. I am devastated. I am devastated. It's not just that I've learned that I have cancer and that I'm dying. It's I've learned we all have cancer and we're all dying. I don't literally have cancer, though you have cancer every day and your body kills it with your immune system. Our civilization, our society is being culled. We are being exterminated. We are being replaced. You know, the Native Americans, at least early on, figured out they were being replaced and they were being exterminated. You know, most of the white settlers didn't exterminate them. Most of them actually liked them, but there was always some that always would come that would exterminate them, because they had a more advanced law, more advanced technology. They didn't respect the, quote, savages. They took their property away and they killed them. Those didn't assimilate, but most died. And that's what this is. But at least the Native Americans, when the Iron Horse showed up, when the locomotive showed up in the Midwest, their chiefs said 30, 40, 50 years before they were driven out, this is the end of us. And we better move to more remote areas, and we better not help these people. Now, I'm not lionizing the Native Americans. They were all fighting each other and doing the same kind of stuff. But All I'm saying is I respect them because they were recognizing the existential threat to them, and they understood what it was right up front. Because they lived off the land, and they had their ear to the ground, and they were dialed into nature and God's creation, and they understood what was happening. Now, at least the Native Americans could assimilate in some cases. I mean, most people in Texas or Oklahoma are part Native American, because the truth is, wives died a lot out on the frontier, and most of my ancestors, a lot of them, you know, had Native American wives somewhere in there. Some of them had four or five wives that ended up dying, you know, over and over again in childbirth. I have ancestors that had 20, 30, 40, 50 children. But my point is that some of that Native American blood lives on me. The globalists are not trying to assimilate us. They don't want us to be in the future with them. It's worse than what the Native Americans face. It's extermination. It's total destruction. And so I'm sitting here last night and this morning thinking about what I'm going to say today on the air because of all the announcements and all the statements that have been made confirming our worst analysis and then some. And I don't feel good coming on air telling you that we're all dead. But I want to explain to you the reality of this, and we'll do it next segment because I'm very emotional right now. A lot of good things are happening, but when you have the head of the Davos Group, which is basically the European aristocracy at the end of World War II, the real Nazis, and they are deploying a planetary world government that openly says it's going to carry out forced depopulation. And they're saying in books they publish and articles they put out that we show you here on air and quote that COVID-19 is just an excuse to save the planet by cutting off the resources, bankrupting the first world, and that when the third world collapses, they're going to merge the first and third world together with a ruling elite tax exempt above us, and then they're going to have contact tracing, forced inoculations, apps to have a job, apps to go to the grocery store, it's already being announced, apps to go to a rock concert, apps to be at the university. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just submit to that, I'll adapt to that. You don't adapt to something. You don't adapt to a wood chipper. You know, the mafia grabbed you and was about to put you in a wood chipper. You wouldn't say, well, I think I'm just going to adapt to being in little bloody chunks. You'd fight back. You'd try to not be put in the wood chipper. The Native Americans knew they were being fed into a wood chipper. But at least some of their genetics goes on because they intermarried. Some of them survived on. There's no surviving. It's like Star Trek when the Borg shows up. It wants to assimilate you. This doesn't even want to assimilate us. The creed of the transhumanist globalist is no carbon life forms. Carbon is evil. I mean, imagine a science fiction movie where aliens show up and say, all carbon is the enemy. We'll let you upload yourself to silicon, but you have to agree to destroy all carbon on Earth. We're here for an overwrite. And some go, I will join you. I don't know if the aliens are real, but everything to that point is real. They believe they're new humans. They believe they're God, like Ray Kurzweil says. They believe they're about to take over the planet, and they're satanically inspired. We can still stop them, but only getting close to God will do that. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, everyone continues to ask me on the street, everywhere I go. I had some police ask me about this yesterday. How do you keep knowing what's going to happen next, exactly how it happens? And I'm going to demystify that. The globalists thinly veil everything they do in CFR, in Bilderberg, in Davos, in Club of Rome, in UN statements. And they put out why they're doing and what they're going to do. But then in their internal publications that are public, but not widely distributed, they brag about why they're doing it. So, Klaus Schwab is the head of the Davos group. And that's the most powerful public globalist group on record. They want world government. They want authoritarianism. They call it technocracy. They want to end single family homes. They want to domesticate populations. They want to bankrupt people. They want to merge us with the third world. He's written a book on that. We can show you what they put out 3 years ago called The Great Reset, which they now announce COVID-19 is the Great Reset, where you own nothing, you have nothing, you live in a 250 square foot jail cell. They call this all a lockdown. And he says the lockdown will never end. They're just habituating you. And they know that after about a year or something, most people habituate. Even those that oppose it, they will start getting mad at you for not habituating. And they're going to say, well, you didn't accept the lockdown. You left your house. You're the reason it had to be put back in. Doesn't matter if they're doing 10 times the COVID testing they were doing a month ago and 10 times the month before that. The U.S. has done more than anybody in the world. They go, oh, a million infections in Texas. But only a few thousand dead since they announced a million infections. It's like saying there's a million infections of mosquito bites, but who died? And now they go, oh, the dark winter's here because they're going to count the flu. They're going to count the colds. And what's incredible is it's all admitted. But then Schwab admits what the real reason for all of this is. And he says the Great Reset to help the third world and to help us not use so much carbon and to give you a universal income. Now, how is destroying the world economy, potentially starving hundreds of millions to death, millions have already died, the UN admits, from their own operation, how is that a Great Reset saving us? It's all doublethink. It's depopulation. When the third world collapses, in his own new book, COVID-19 and the Great Reset, and the three-year report on the Great Reset 3 years ago, they say the third world's going to collapse soon from climate change and diseases that will be caused by climate change. Those are quotes in there. It's not climate change doing it. It's all voodoo. Then they collapse those people, giving them no businesses, no jobs with us, shutting the economies down. They then flood us. And the UN organizes and controls the migrant flood, organizes and controls the new global Marshall Plan, they're calling it, to reorganize the planet under the megabanks and make you sign over all your assets to them so they can control you. That's all in the white papers. And even Archbishop has read the reports and come out and said this is a health dictatorship and it's communism of the ultra-rich to enslave you and your family. You got to go read the article. Archbishop warns open letter to Trump warning of COVID health dictatorship. That's what it is. And see, here's what's crazy. They're telling you what they're doing. Lenin and Stalin told you what they do. They did it. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf in the late 20s and did everything he said he would do. They're telling you now what they're going to do. That's why Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote Obamacare has come out and said, we're going to kill people at 75. We're getting rid of your health care. They're telling you this. So when I tell you they're setting up world government, total surveillance, 8 months ago to go to college or have a job, you'll have an app on your phone, you'll be tested daily by a quack computer machine that they can rig anytime they want. Now Ticketmaster's saying, you want to go to a concert, you got to do it. Now, it was one university 6 months ago. Now hundreds of universities in the U.S. say you got to have all the vaccines and have a scan and have your temperature taken every day. It's a medical tyranny. And Klaus Schwab says in the article on InfoWars with links to his book and his quotes, he says, COVID-19 is inconsequential. It's only the trigger. It's not even a big threat. He wants to brag about that. So let me give you the big news. God gave you free will. And if you put pressure on your governors, even if we lose Trump, and if you put pressure on local governments, and if you don't wear masks, and if you argue with people, and if you say no and educate them, we can defeat this. But if you comply and go, Alex, just wear your mask a few weeks, it'll be over in a few weeks. It's never going to end. The mask is the induction into the eugenics cult. The mask, they admit, is the symbol of your subservience and that humans are dirty, humans are bad for the earth, humans are bad for other humans. We have to cover ourselves in shame and then get bacterial infections that caused 80%+ of the Spanish flu deaths. It was not from flu of the 50 million dead. It was from the mask everyone hysterically began wearing. So it was a sick joke they'd come out with this. That's why they're finding these nurses, they say, have died of COVID. Of course, they're in there around it all day. They've got antibodies for it. 97% of people or whatever are asymptomatic. Others might get a little bit of a headache or something. If you don't have enough vitamins and minerals, you might die. You'll die of any virus that way. But you notice, you read about these nurses that died, and you'll later learn they had a bacterial infection from their mask. And that they love them like a binky, and they never change their clean. It's all filthy. And people get, they get where they love their filth. They love wearing their dirty diapers. And so, you saw the head of the Palestinian Negotiating Authority die. Said he died of COVID at 66 or whatever. I looked it up. I thought, I bet that guy had cancer or liver failure or lung cancer. Sorry, he had worse than that. Both lungs had been removed. He'd had a lung transplant separate from COVID and died of complications of a lung transplant. That's right. He died of a lung transplant complication he had several years ago and had been in the hospital off and on for 3 years. You hear about, oh, a baby died, a six-month-old baby, born with a disease, with a deformity where the intestines are outside the body. Another baby died in L.A. Turned out the baby was born without an activated heart. It only had like two of the chambers. And they couldn't get a heart transplant. Didn't die of COVID. You know this. You know the fraud. So don't put up with it, because this is permanent martial law. And you notice Joe Biden saying he's president-elect. He said, this is never going to end. This is never going to stop. This is never going to go away. He's going to listen to the scientists, not the thousands of doctors, epidemiologists, and scientists that have come out and said it's overblown, it's hype, most of the deaths are caused by the dirty mask, or it's caused by other deaths. Here's the evidence. They're all being banned and censored by the big globalist authoritarian takeover. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what's going on here. It's not about science. It's about a fraud. It's about not believing science. They told us all the oceans would have already flooded the cities by 2017, but the sea levels haven't gone up. And they now admit this is about global warming, the Great Reset. We're using COVID to get the global warming systems in charge that we wanted to track and trace all carbon and track and trace all humans. And now they're going to do it through your face scan and through your COVID tracking app. You've had all your vaccines and you're not sick. But they're not normal vaccines. They're mRNA vaccines that make you very sick. That's why Trump's coming out with a Pfizer one that's a placebo. I wouldn't take it, but I get what Trump's doing, taking the debate away from them, saying, we can reopen. We have a vaccine. And Cuomo goes, no vaccine. No, you will never reopen. Only Bill Gates' vaccine. Even when you have Bill Gates' vaccine, you don't reopen. Now, we have huge breaking news. But I'm going to cover as soon as we start the next hour. Trump has just tweeted this. We're getting the video from OAN. It's being posted at Infowars.com. Report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. And that is what they got from the preliminary audits. And what they're doing, looking at the damn records that are computerized. They stole this bigger than Dallas in front of everybody. But hey, if you catch somebody in your house with the safe, or in your house with the computers, or in your house with the silverware, and the family heirlooms, you have a right to take it back? Damn right you do. And so they are panicking. They're saying have a coup against Trump all over the news. They're saying he's insane, he's crazy, because he's not going to let them have this fifth attempted coup against us separately. You've got my commitment to burn the candle at both ends here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're fighting hard here. We need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Bringing a caravan up here and flying here with the crew and all. We love you. We appreciate you. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Stop the Steal, Stop Lockdown 2 emergency sale. We're just trying to sell out everything. Store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, 60% off, DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, the body's ultimate turmeric formula, vitamin mineral fusion, better boost your immune systems. Who knows what the globals are going to pull next? You know what Bill Gates said about the real thing coming. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And boy, you kept us on the air for this point when everything we warned you about was coming. We were reading the enemy's own documents. Amazing. I'll have all this new Dominion news as the whistleblowers go public, as the numbers destroy by as the media goes into conniption fits, and so much more next hour, minutes away. You are the Paul Revere's. I salute you all. Tell folks that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.